Note reference 3. In Aaron's terms, not only is the potential to develop a rich relation to human activity stifled, but our individual and collective ability to recognize reality and question the ethical implications of our actions is seriously impaired. Aaron identifies two modern developments in particular that inhibit the collective sense of worldly reality: the development of reductionism in the social sciences and the development of ideology in politics, as she showed in many of her works, but most especially in The Origins of Totalitarianism. This surrender to illusion had profound political consequences in the 20th century, though our contemporary consumer society differs in significant ways from the totalitarianism of Nazism and Stalinism. Both kinds of social organization become real in part because worldlessness, or the absence of commonality, becomes more pervasive in mass society, while totalitarianism inhibits the art of reality recognition through the pervasive acceptance of the logic of ideology. Aaron, 1951. Canavan, 1992, pages 86-94, consumerism does it by pandering to our fantasies and desires and exploiting our anxieties and fears. It is now more apparent.